March 8, 1914. The divine will centralizes all its goods and its divine work in those who live in it. The value of one single instant in the divine will. All that the soul who lives in the divine will experiences does not belong to her, but to Jesus within her. One who lives in the divine will cannot go to purgatory. Continuing in my usual state, my always adorable Jesus did not cease to speak to me, very often, about his most holy will. I will say that little which I remember. So, as I was not feeling well, blessed Jesus came and told me, "My daughter, the soul who lives in my will can say regarding everything I do, all this is mine." This, because the will of the soul who gave herself to me, is so much identified with my will that everything my will does, she does as well. As she lives and dies in my volition, there is no good which she does not bring with herself, since there is no good which is not contained in my will. My will is the life of all the good that can be done by creatures. Therefore, dying to this life, the soul in my will carries with her the masses which are celebrated, the prayers and the good works which are done, since all of them are fruits of my will. This is still very little, compared to the work of my will itself which the soul carries with her as her own. One instant of the work of my will is enough to surpass all the work of all creatures, past, present and future. As the soul dies in my will, there is no beauty that matches her, nor height, wealth, sanctity, wisdom or love, nothing. Nothing can be compared to her, nothing equals her. As the soul who dies identified with my will enters into the heavenly fatherland, not only will the heaven's gates open, but the entire heaven will bow to welcome her into the celestial residence, to honor the work of my will which is in her. What can I tell you, then, of the feast and the surprise of all the blessed in seeing this soul completely marked by the work of the divine will? Or, in seeing that all which this soul did during her life, having done everything in my volition, each saying, each thought, work, action, etc., are many suns which adorn her, each one different from the other for light and beauty? And in seeing in this soul many divine rivulets which will inundate all the blessed and flow also upon earth for the benefit of pilgrim souls, since heaven cannot contain them? Ah, my daughter, my will is the portent of portents. It is the secret to finding light, sanctity and riches. It is the secret of all goods, not yet intimately known, and therefore not appreciated or loved as it deserves. You, appreciate it, love it, and make it known to those whom you see disposed. Another day, being in suffering, I felt like I was unable to do anything. So I felt oppressed. And Jesus, hugging me, told me, "My daughter, do not worry yourself. Try only to be abandoned in my will, and I will do everything for you. One single instant in my will is more than all the good you could ever do in your entire life." I also remember that another day he told me, "My daughter, one who really does my will, in everything which occurs within her, both in the soul and in the body, in all that she feels and suffers, can say, Jesus suffers, Jesus is oppressed. In fact, everything that creatures do to me reaches me in the soul who does my will, in whom I dwell. Therefore, if the coldness of the creatures reaches me, my will feels it, and since my will is the life of that soul, consequently, the soul feels it too. So, instead of troubling herself over this coldness, as if it were her own, she should remain around me to console me and repair for the coldness that the creatures send to me. In the same way, if she feels distractions, oppressions and other things, she must remain around me to relieve me and repair, as if they were not her own things, but mine. Therefore, the soul who lives from my will feel many different pains, according to the offenses that I receive from creatures, but in a sudden way and almost in one leap. On the other hand, she will also feel indescribable joys and contentments. And if she must take care to console me and repair for the first, she must delight in the joys and contentments. Only then does my will find my interest. Otherwise it would remain saddened and unable to accomplish what my volition contains. Another day he told me, "My daughter, one who does my will can by no means go to purgatory, because my will purges the soul of everything." After keeping her jealously during her life, in the custody of my volition, how could I allow the fire of purgatory to touch her? At the most she may lack some clothing, but my will, before unveiling the divinity, will clothe her with all that she may lack. Then, I reveal myself.